This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. At least 10 people were injured Monday during a drive-by shooting in a central Florida neighborhood. During a Monday news conference, Lakeland Police Chief Sammy Taylor said that officers arrived on the scene 1 minute after a flurry of calls reporting gunfire in the neighborhood. Lakeland is located about 30 miles east of Tampa. According to Taylor, police found 3 victims on the scene, and witnesses told them 7 more victims have been rushed to Lakeland Regional Health Medical Center via private cars. Weeks of historic rainfall in California won't be enough to end a severe drought, but it will provide public water agencies serving 27 million people with much more water than the suppliers have been told to expect a month ago. The Department of Water Resources said public water agencies will now get 30% of what they asked for, up from the 5% officials had previously announced in December. That's because for the first 3 weeks of January, 9 atmospheric rivers dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of rain and snow on California. It was enough water to increase storage in the state's 2 largest reservoirs by a combined 66%. Congress is now investigating unemployment fraud from the pandemic that resulted in billions of dollars in losses for the state of California. The Oversight and Accountability Committee in the new Republican House had asked California's Employment and Development Department for a review of the pandemic fraud. Yesterday in Baltimore and all this week, President Biden will be touting job creation and infrastructure investment from his bipartisan infrastructure law.
Today, Biden will be in New York announcing $300 million in federal grant money for the Gateway Rail Tunnel project under the Hudson River, which aims to improve reliability and safety for 200,000 passengers a day aboard Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains. On Friday, Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Philadelphia talking about another aspect of the 2021 infrastructure law, replacing lead pipes. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The CEO of TikTok will testify before Congress in March. Shao Zi Chu will be going before the House Energy and Commerce Committee on March 23rd. Chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rogers said the hearing will cover various things like consumer privacy and data security. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. McMorris Rogers says TikTok has knowingly allowed the ability for the Chinese Communist Party to access American user data. The U.S. will not be sending any F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. President Biden was asked that question after returning to the White House Monday and responded no. NFL teams will have more money to spend ahead of next season. That's because the salary cap is increasing to a new record of $224.8 million. That's more than a $16 million bump from this season. Teams have until mid-March to make sure they come in under the cap. The folks who run the Empire State Building are coming under fire for lining up New York's iconic landmark Sunday night to honor the Philadelphia Eagles. Shortly after the Eagles crushed the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game, the Empire State Building was lit green and white with the building's official Twitter account congratulating the New York Giants' big rival. On social media, Giants fans called the act ridiculous, outrageous, or treacherous. The Giants kept it classy, though, tweeting, "I'm just here for the comments." A few hours later, when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game, the lights went red and white in honor of the Chiefs. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.